Good evening, Abayis. Good evening, good evening. We're up to Simchin Chav Ches. We're up to Seif Tes Vav. Yesterday we discussed the halacha of Cholish Esh Pesachona, who we're not sure if it's better for him to shecht an animal or to give him a teif of meat. Today we're going to be discussing something else. Is again a Cholish Esh Pesachona. And in this particular case, we have assessed him, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch Seif Tes Vav tells us. We have assessed him. Perishis boinin b'machlosoi. They checked, they analyzed, they assessed his illness. V'shiru, and they've assessed, they've monitored. Haroifim shtach goygeres achas. So it's Seif Tes Vav. He needs one goygeres. That's not so much. He needs one goygeres. One goygeres will help him. Will heal him. Now what happened was, the point is, this gregeres which he needs, v'rotzu asore v'yivyu kol achas, kol echot gregeres. The point is that they needed that gregeres achas. And they all ran, 10 men ran to get it from him. Imagine, he's a person who needs a paracetamol, or a person who needs an injection. And there's 10 people running to get it. 10 people running. Ultimately, he only needs one. He doesn't need 10. For Rotsu Asora, 10 ran, and they all brought him that healment. Kulam Pturim, they're all exempt. It's not only one, it's only the one that got it, and physically that's the one that was used, but all of them are potu. V'yeishlem sachotoyv, and they all get great reward. Me'ez Hashem from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a rare nusach in Shulchan Aruch. V'yeishlem sachotoyv, me'ez Hashem. They all get great rewards from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for running and attempting to get the medicine. Afilu Yivu Barishon, although he's only going to get healed from the very first one that got there. So we're learning there is a sakana. He's clearly a cholish eish b'sakana. 10 ran to get this medicine. Only one of them gets there on time for him to, obviously only the first one is going to, all of them, all the nine, they're also getting reward for doing it. Why are they getting reward? What? That's right. What is if cut men? Rotsu asor, she kol echot choshav shu yakdim. They all thought, every single one of them thought, they'll be first. The shaila is, will this also be, as Ve'evyuloi, let's just finish off the Mishnah, we've got Memal, Ve'evyuloi, they all brought him, Be'er Shazer Rabbim, from a public domain, who told Shabbos, all they cut, they did the melacha on Shabbos, all 10 of them. So, they're all potu, Afilu Yivu Barishon, although the healment only called, the treatment is only from the first one that gets there. Be'er Shavuyuloi, Bazeh, Chazeh, they all get there, one after the other. Ve'kvar Ochal, Mimash, Hevi Lo Eshen, and the first one already got there, and he's eaten from the first one, and he's healed already. Afilu Ochal, nevertheless, Kulon Pturim, Mechatos, they're all exempt from a Korban Chatos, Mishum de Kol Echot, because every single one, and Choshav Shuyakdim, they all thought they'll be first. For the Levat Shapturim, not only they're exempt, Ali Yeshlem Gam Schar Toiv, they'll get a great reward, Avo Machshav Tamatoiv for the Machshav of, for the Machshav for the great thought and intention of getting there first. Rabbi Sai, when there's a Hatzola call, there's a Hatzola call, there'll always be more than one person getting there. And this rule will apply now as well. That don't say that it's good enough if one of them goes, why do another two people into Mechal Shabbos? Why do another two people into Mechal Shabbos? The answer is because we're assuming that it's Pikuach Nefesh, and therefore whoever goes is fulfilling a mitzvah. And every single one of them is going to get great rewards from Hashem, although only the first one got there in time. That's why it's everyone who gets there, although everybody who does it will get rewarded. What happens if they find out about it on the way, that the first one is healed? Number two, number three, find out that first one got there already. Should go home. They're not allowed to do Chilul Shabbos anymore. Yeah, this is really important. Shulchan Aruch was only talking about if they don't know, there's no contact, communication between each other. But very obviously, once they know that the first one got there, never mind healed, got there, then the halacha is they may not continue doing Chilul Shabbos. Yeah, so if there is a, so you're right, if they need help, there's a potential situation that maybe they need to assist him. So that's part of the Pikuach Nefesh. Yeah. So this is not identical to here we're talking about, it's about getting a certain medicine. Once he's got a medicine, he'll be fine. So then number 2 and 3 are not needed. Yeah. Seif Tezayin. Seif Tezayin. Omdu lishtei groigres. They were mashal, they assessed that they need two figs, two groigres. Voloi motzu lishtei groigres b'shnei uktsin v'sholosh b'ukets echot. That's an interesting shaila. He needs two groigres, two figs. Now why does he need two? One won't heal him, and three is too much. He needs two. That's the kind of medical circumstance. He needs two groigers. Now, the problem is that he doesn't have two in the cupboard. He will need to cut from a tree two figs. There's two options, though. He can either cut two figs from two different branches, one branch and another branch, and that will give him the opportunity of giving two groigers, which will heal the patient. Or he could do something else. He could cut, there's another branch, who is, on that branch there's three figs growing. So he could cut that branch, and thereby getting three figs. But he's cutting ultimately to get to three. And he doesn't need three, he only needs two. What's better? Cutting two independent branches, or cutting one branch, but then actually cutting three? One branch, which has the three, why? You're cutting once. Anybody agree or disagree? Two branches. Each of them has got one fig.
Each of them got one fig.
Okay, that's how many you need. You're cutting two, so you have two. Alternatively, there's another branch, which from that branch, there's three figs growing. You're going to cut that to get three, but you don't need three, you only need two. What's better?
I think it's the two single ones.
The two single ones?
Just one branch
because you're already cutting one. Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yisai. What do you? Everybody agrees to that? Yeah, we need to.
You're saying
you're cutting one. Okay, let's see. Amdu ishtei groigers. You assessed that two groigers only were needed. V'loi motzu elo shtei groigers. He was only found two groigers b'shnei uktzin, two groigers on two branches, v'sholosh b'uketz echot, or, alternatively, three groigers b'uketz echot on one uketz. Kersim uketz, sheish, but no, this is not even a trick question. Kersim uketz, sheish, b'sholosh, you cut the branch with the three on. You cut that because you're only cutting once. But now comes it. That's the chiddush. Now the safe is the chiddush. If there is two on one branch, and there's another branch which has three, you should only cut the branch which has two. So we're learning two halachas. First halach is what we discussed earlier, and yes, it is better to cut the branch with the three figs rather than the two independent branches. It is because, as you said, you're cutting one branch. Suppose that's better. Although you're going to end up with a spare one, it doesn't matter. That's not a chiddush. But the chiddush is in the second part of this Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is telling us if you've got two branches, one has got two figs and one has got three figs, and you only need two of them, which one should you cut? Why? What is the difference? If you're telling me why, but you're cutting anyway, what's the difference? You're cutting or you're cutting, makes no difference. But what's the difference?
Because you're then having
a spare one, so let it, so fine, so let you have a spare one.
If you have a spare one, can you have an oar from it?
Oh, so
that's so the same as you said with the when you're throwing a net.
Yes, good comparison. Fish. Very excellent comparison. So then if you're throwing, you can have a fish. So you okay.
From the fish as well.
Yeah, good. So. It is a bit of a chiddush here, not a bit of a chiddush, it's a massive chiddush here. It's a very big chiddush here. And the chiddush is very noigal emaisa. The chiddush is that there's a concept of ribui beshiurim, Rabbi Yisai. Ribui beshiurim means an increase of shear, of measurements. It is true that by cutting a branch with two figs, or cutting a branch with three figs, really, in essence, doesn't make, as far as you're concerned, doesn't make so much of a difference, but the shear is increased. you are ultimately getting with three figs instead of two, and that is called riboy, increase of shiurim, and that is also. I'll give you an example. Whenever there is a share that it, let's look at what the Mishnah Berurah, the way the Mishnah Berurah puts it. Sifkot, Sif Tezan in Mishnah Berurah, in Mishnah Berurah, Sif Mem Gimel. Memgil Shesh Boshorish. The Bazem Memaat Achilu. This is the first case, the former case. She Bazem Memaat Achilu. When you're cutting only one branch, you are decreasing the Chilu, less Chil Shabbos. She Yeinu Koitzer, you're only cutting Elopamach once. That was the first case, yeah? What was the first case? What was the first case?
Or two
branches. So what is better? One with three is better because you're doing less chil shabbos, you're only cutting once. The second case was branch with three or branch with two. You're going to go for the two. Why? Sifkot mem dala bottom line. Jaloi chesu elo. The riboy b'shiur, an increase of shear, shaloi letzerich, without need. Also is also. Boisai, this will be the application which the Mishnah Berurah brings is very negia. Mikan nire. From here it seems. Poshut. Obvious. The Huadin, similarly, le'inyed with regards to Shah Melachas, other Melachas too, Kegoin, such as Bishul v'chedoyme, cooking on Shabbos or similar, Hafilu m'bekteira achas, if it's in one pot, you got one pot, also levasher v'lasis b'shah Melachas, you are not allowed to cook with regards to other Melachas, rak only, ma'ashatuch achshu b'timtum, what is required now, with a limit, just the limit, as much as we needed. And we might have a bowl, but if there's a rush, a hurry, and medaktim gach, you don't have to worry. K'tele kameh as the continuation of Shluchno. Rabbeisai, imagine you've got a case, a person needs hot water for a chole sheish b'sakona. Can you think of an example? Who is a chole sheish b'sakona? He needs water. He needs urgently water. What's the case? Cooked water, hot water, let's say. What, can you help me with a case? An emergency situation, we need hot water. Hypothermia. And then you pour hot water. You what? You?
Hot water bottle.
Good. Okay. Yeah? Okay. Now, the shaila is, you could say, okay, you know what? And we need to... This is a genuine pikuach nefesh, okay? The experts have assessed him and said, it's pikuach nefesh. You've got to need hot water, okay? For the hot water bottle, or for drink, or for whatever, you need that one. And then you've got this kettle over there, and you're going to say, all right, okay, I'm going to go for it. You require a half a litre for saving him. That's how much is required. Hot water bottle takes a half a litre. You're going to say, you know what, if I'm at it, if anyway I run out of hot water, I want to have a nice cup of tea. I'm going to have a nice cup of tea afterwards. A nice cup of tea. I'm anyway cooking the water. I'm anyway boiling the water, so I might as well have a nice cup of tea afterwards. It's might as well. Yeah, so in terms of the melacha, you're switching it on, which is better. You're switching it on, which is perfectly mutter because it's pikuach nefesh. You're allowed to chilul shab, chalad pikuach nefesh. So now if it's a half liter or a full liter, what's the difference? We're learning now a chiddush, a huge chiddush, and it's a massive chiddush that although pikuach nefesh is mutter on Shabbos, and you are allowed to, in fact, you must boil that half liter because pikuach nefesh. But you may not do more than required. If you're not sure how much is needed, then it's sofik b'ruach nefesh, and you may add. But if you know, this half a liter I will not need, it's going to be also. And what's the proof of that? Conceptually, the proof of that is, this Shulchan Aruch is telling us, when you have two branches, one branch with two figs, and one branch with three figs, we learned you may not cut the branch with the three figs, if you only need two. Because you're doing a rib mishum. The cutting is identical. Her cutting a branch like this with three figs, or cutting a branch like this with two figs, makes no difference. You're cutting. No difference. But no, it's rib mishum. It's an increase of shear. And rib mishum is also, although pikuach nefesh also. This can only be explained, Rabbi. So I'm going to say lomdish involved now, which was, I was mekabel this from a very, very great Talmud Chacham Netz Yisrael. So this is an unrefutable proof. When there's a large discussion as to whether Shabbos is pikuach nefesh is tchuya or hutra. It's a very long discussion. All the Yishon we speak about, all the Achon we speak about it. It's Shabbos, is pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, hutra or tchuya. Is hutra or tchuya? It means as follows. Is it that really Shabbos, the all the halachas of Shabbos exist, but pikuach nefesh will push away this halach and that halach as required in order to save that person's life? Or are we saying no? If you've got a situation of pikuach nefesh, that there is no, the halacha is not applying in the first place. What's the difference? So in practical terms, there's not so many differences. But this over here will be a very practical difference, because this can only be understood and explained if you're saying that pikuach nefesh is tchuya, is pushed away, and not hutah. Because if you're saying that pikuach nefesh is hutah, there's no halachas of Shabbos don't apply when it comes to pikuach nefesh, then why on earth, then why not, why should be shurim be also? Hibushim can only be understood if it's tchuya. That's l'chayr what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us. Yeah, hutah can, I don't know how hutah can be explained according to Shulchan Aruch. I don't know how. You're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it. If you did it, so it's Mr.
Were you with your the baby in the river, for example, a few days?
Yes.
And you catch him once you're saving him, you also
yes.
catch fish. With those fish.
Because that was not your intention. You intend to save that baby's life. He happens to be, you caught some fish. Enjoy them.
You can eat them. You can benefit.
Yes. Can fill the fish. Sure. Go for it. Go for it. Yeah, it's not, because that was never your intention. But if here we're learning that Ribu B'Shurim is also. Yeah, what do you tell him? That's fine. That's all part of this. That's all part of the Pikuach Nefesh topic. Pikuach Nefesh. In fact, even if you know, even if you think you might need, even if it's 1% chance that you might need the third, you might need the eggs, but then it's still fine because it's Pikuach Nefesh. Then can somebody else eat it or not? Can you benefit from the third? I do not know. L'chayre, yes, because it was done by Hatzah. L'chayre, yes. Yeah, it was part of the topic of Pikuach Nefesh. L'chayre, you can. Don't, it's not my Shabbos. Yeah, definitely, definitely allowed to. Yeah, yeah. But you're not, since you did it behetah, since you did that, you don't know if you need, it could be you need two figs, could be you need a third fig, could be there's sakana involved. So you all did it with intention of saving that person's life. And there could have been an option that you need that. So it's all part of pikuach nefesh. If you ended up only needing one, fine. So you did it behetah, it's fine. Then that would be fairly comparable to what you're exactly saying, to catching the fish, although you're trying to save the baby's life, and you caught some fish on the way. It's quite similar to that. But we are talking about a case that you know for sure, certainly you do not need that third goygros. You do not need it. So yet aloch is, it's considered ribu b'shiurim, and it's also. It's interesting because the same will apply. Now, I'll tell you why this is a little bit, it's a bit interesting. I do not attempt to be controversial at all, even if I will end up being a little bit controversial. But that's not my intention. Because what we're learning over here is that if you know, there's a halacha of hoitzah on Shabbos, one of the melachas of hoitzah. I'm not talking about mukzah, I'm talking about hoitzah. So now, if you're doing hoitzah on Shabbos, the ribu b'shiurim applies by hoitzah as well. We know this very well by yoledes. We know it. We all know when you're packing your bag, when your wife is expecting and you're making that Shabbos bag ready, so you know there's a halacha of ribu b'shiurim that you're not allowed to. You have to pack as much as you require, but on Shabbos you don't pack what you for sure don't need. You may not pack because it's a ribu b'shiurim. When you're carrying, you're only allowed to carry as much as you need or may need. You may not pack things that you certainly will not need. You may not, because that's Ribu B'Shurim. So don't say, I'm anyway carrying, might as well put this novel in, and I might also put this Amudia in, and I might as well put this extra thing in. You may not, because it's Ribu B'Shurim, which is also. Whether it's the Reis of the Abonon, but it's Ribu B'Shurim. Now, so that's the Makor over here. That's exactly what the Shulchan Aruch means over here. That when it comes to Ribu B'Shurim, although Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha Shabbos, but Ribu B'Shurim of things that you don't need will remain also. Now, I do not know if this is something which needs to be explored also. Do the Hatzalah bags, I know there's various bags, there's various bags. Are they differently packed for Shabbos or not? They're not differently packed. Is everything in there generally, yeah, because you probably don't know, before you reach the scene, you may not know exactly what you need. So that would be the Hetah. So that's Pshat. But in theory, Rabbi Yisai, if you know clearly that this is an item that will certainly not be required, Rabbi Yisai, what would you say? You need certainly, now I'll tell you why it's mutter even in that case, but what would you say that, you know for sure you don't need the, you know, it's a call, it's a trauma call, and you know that, and you've got certain items that, yeah, you know, is only required if there is a, you know, a very severe. I don't know. So you know, you won't need that because the call is identified as something specific, not for that. So what? It's a ribu b'shurim. Why would you be allowed to carry? Then edgeway it's enemy not oshayla for various reasons. Hoitza. I'm talking about hoitza now. My point was hoitza, and you're quite right because for that, in place where there is an eruv, it would obviously be fine because ribu b'shurim and hoitza would be fine. But there's another reason as well, and that's the words of Shulchan Aruch which we didn't cover yet. The Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says the following words. The Rama, ve'im adavar bol, and this is exactly what the Rama means over here. Ve'im adavar bol, if you're in a hurry, in a rush, ein medaktik im gachten, do not worry about ribu b'shurim. If you may lose time over this ribu b'shurim, then ein medaktik im gachten, don't worry about it. Because if you're going to end up delaying matters, then obviously that would be part of pikuach nefesh. In other words, in theory, it could be in a place where there's no ev. So you know, let's leave out. In a place where there's no Eruv, and you're talking about genuine Hoitza, and it's a Deraisa, and it's a proper Hoitza. So in theory, there is an argument to say that there is, in the Hatzalah bank, things that you may not need, that you for sure won't need. It's an argument to say that it's a problem of Ribu B'Shurim. You may not do that. There could be such an argument. But since starting unpacking the things that you don't need, will make you lose time, then it comes out that it would, according to Omar, would be Mutar. Yeah. This is all very theoretical. Yeah, you're right. So that's very much what the Rama means over here. That if you are delaying things, that don't delay things and don't make it too complicated. Absolutely, just go for it. Absolutely. Yeah, I was just questioning. Yeah, absolutely, you're right. One certainly shouldn't delay things. Good. Okay. So, boys, I want conceptually, this is mamash very choshev yisoid, that although pikuach nefesh is doich Shabbos, certainly so, but ribu b'shurim will not be mutter because of that. And the Yoledes will be a good example for that as well. Yoledes will be good if there's Hoitza. You're going out of the Eruv, and you must ensure that there's nothing in there that you certainly won't need. And not only Yoledes, I mean, if Cholidah somebody has to go into hospital, he wants to take a few items with him. There's no, don't say, oh, might as well take this, might as well take that, might as well take this. No, Ribu B'Shurim is also. I will start, see if you'd chesed, but I will certainly, see if you'd zap, but I certainly won't be able to finish it. Just to get a bit of a head start. We're now moving away from the first part. Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Chaf Ches is very, very clearly categorized. It's beautiful. Very clearly categorized. And everything we discussed until now, pretty much, was within the category of Chole She Yesh Bisakona. Pikuach Nefesh case. All the way till this Sif Yudzayin. All the way till Sif Yudzayin. Sif 17 is all Chole Sheyesh B'Sakana. Danger. And these are the most straightforward rules. You know, as everything which is Sofek Sakana, his Doich Shabbos, everything which is Sakana, Doich Shabbos. Don't ask, don't think, do. That's pretty much what we've learned until now. Now, from Sif 17 onwards, Sif Yudzayin onwards, we're going to be discussing something else, which is far more complex. And that's the category of Chole She'ein B'Sakana. So he's not in danger. We know for sure he's not in danger. But we do know as well that he's really not well. Examples for that were given last week. Examples were what? Chole She'ein B'Sakana. High fever, but not within danger. Yeah. What else? Flu. Now, flu, yeah, you're right. But, however, the chole she ein bo sakana, he is in a category above mechesh. Mechesh, somebody is not well. A headache, cold, under the weather, a mechesh. So, how do we define that category of chole she ein bo sakana? How are we going to categorize? What would be a nice way of putting it? Then you can decide. That's a Chole She'ein B'Sakana. He can't walk around. Very good. That's very much what the Shulchan Aruch is going to say. He is bedridden. He's going to end up going to bed. It's a kind of person that wouldn't go to work. And that's a very nice way of categorizing. He's not going to go to work. And he feels that his illness caused him to I can't operate normally. He's going to go to bed. So if a person tends to have, so it's not about a diagnosis. It's not about if he's taking medicine. It's not about, it's about if he would, is operating normally or not. If he's able to push himself through the day like this, he will not be considered a chole she'ein bo sakon. He'll probably go into the category of meichash. And there's a huge difference la'alocha between a chole and a meichash. Because as we're going to see in this eve, there's a huge difference. Chole she'ein bo sakon is far more lenient than a meichash. Pretty much by meichash, there's not only that nothing is mutter, but on the contrary, there's additional isurim with regards to meichash. Most prominently, the gzeir of shchikas samonim, the gzeir of medicine, has specifically been nigza, the decree has been made for meichash, and probably not for perhaps not for chedesh and besakona. So it's very important to distinguish this very, very clearly. And if a person is in a suffix, we will not say, and this happens frequently, a person is not sure, is he considered a chole, she'en besakona, or is he considered a meichash? We will not say that suffix pikuach nefesh, because he's not in pikuach nefesh. Rather, we're going to say, perhaps sometimes we can say something that I want to call, but not always. And it's very hard to be able to identify clearly if it's considered a chole she'en besakona, because perhaps it's a meichash, perhaps a meichash. It's very often that the category will be a meichash. Somebody's got a headache, it's a meichash. If somebody's his knee is hurt, he's still got bad stomachache, he's probably within the category of a meichash. And he's not category of a chole she'en besakona. And the gzeiras of shchikas will apply. So this is very important. So this category now we're going to be addressing meichash at a later stage. Now we're addressing chole she'en besakona. And the words are as follows: chole she'nofal machmas chole le'mishkov. So chole is somebody that is ending up, he's in bed. He's nofal le'mishkov. He's in bed. He's not going to work. And he's not operating normally. He's not. Don't talk to him. Leave him alone. He's in bed. Chole mishkov ve'ein bo sakona. But there is no danger. Oy, or sheyesh lo meichash mitztayev v'chol min hakol guf. Or his whole body is weakened in a weakened state because of that. So it could be even that his whole body is weakened. He may not be in bed, but his whole body is very, very schwach from it and weakened from it. She'az av b'shoilech, although he may be walking around, k'nofal mishkov dom, is considered nofal mishkov as if he's in bed. So now, what are the lochas? Is a very large machlokes is showing him. There's a couple of various opinions what he may not do, and discussion as well how he paskin, and that will be discussed with Hashem in next year. Tonight we discussed Bezer Hashem Yisbarach Shemoy, who learned in somebody who is eating somebody chole sheyesh besakona. We learned that if he needs to go get his achas, 10 people run to get it. They're all getting great reward from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We noted that it's a strange, unique wording in Shulchan Aruch. They're all getting great reward for trying and attempting to get the medicine for him. They're all getting rewarded, although only the first one is physically helping him. And then we learned about shtei gregeris on two independent figs. You cut on one side, the other side, or one branch with three figs, what's better? So we discussed that cutting the branch with three figs is better, although you only need two, because you're only cutting once as opposed to cutting twice. We also learned about the halacha that if you only need two figs and you're cutting one branch with two, you're allowed to do that, but you're not allowed to cut the branch with three, because that's ribu b'shurim, and therefore we learned that the concept of ribu b'shurim is also, although pikuach nefesh is mutar. And we also spoke about that if there's a hurry and a rush aspect to it, you may not delay matters. Then we started defining the chole she'en besakona, who is between the level of meichash and chole she'yesh besakona. Good evening and good Shabbos Rabbi Yisai.